Thank you for listening to the Fierce Audie podcast, where we talk about disability, quackery, parenting, and Jewish life.
Blake attended the Gilbert School in Colchester in England. He studied English, math, physics, and geography. He was in football and cricket. Blake describes himself as a bishop of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. Roger Blake is from Auckland, New Zealand. He is the president of the New Zealand Shipping Company Association. He is also a director of Water Purifier Ltd. He sold MMS through a website in his company's and Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing name. A separate website called Miracle Mineral NZ is linked to Blake's Ngadia address. This site encouraged people to buy the two parts of MMS, sodium chloride and hydrochloric acid, combine them then inhale the gas. Also, the website also advised people to dilute a small amount of the chemical with water and drink it 8 times a day for a week. A forensic scientist, Dr. Ian Calhoun, tested MMS and found that when prepared according to the directions on the Miracle Mineral NZ website, it was acidic enough to rust a steel bar within 2 hours of being submerged in it. When the DR was asked if he would drink it, Dr. Calhoun said definitely not. He also said that the sodium chloride sold by Blake was a powerful oxidizer. If you read all the manufacturer's safety data sheets, one of the major things they say is do not mix with acid. The doctor said that combining both parts was not recommended because it created a very toxic gas. It creates a severe respiratory reaction. It can kill you. In a controlled environment, chlorine dioxide was used to clean drinking water. When used in this way, the maximum concentration allowed by the Ministry of Health was 0.8 parts per million. Roger Blake had said his preparation is 50 ppm. The steel rusted at 12 ppm. In some countries, it is used to clean produce. After its treatment, the produce must be washed off with drinking water and not be consumed within 24 hours of treatment. Once the Ministry of Health was aware, their site MedSafe published an alert warning people of the potentially life-threatening side effects of MMS. MedSafe has put out numerous warnings about MMS since 2010. Dr. Calhoun also said that people should not even handle it without proper personal protective equipment. This includes gloves, safety goggles, and a respirator mask. I have been researching for my work several chemicals that are disinfectants. To my knowledge, and this is after extensive research, nobody in the world has tested anything actually against the COVID-19. He continued to promote MMS's effectiveness. He sent out an email to all his customers that claimed, whether it be coronavirus, hepatitis, Ebola, Zika, it is a scientific fact that no virus can withstand chlorine dioxide, and it has already been tested effective against coronavirus. This same email also contained links to different websites, including an anti-vaccine documentary, far-right American conspiracy theory, and propaganda sites to the film Plandemic, which claims a secret society faux billionaires is plotting to gain global domination by controlling people through a COVID-19 vaccine. In another email, he linked to information about a quasi-experimental Columbia-based study sponsored by the Genesis Foundation. 20 people with COVID-19 drank a liter of diluted bleach daily for an unknown period of time. There had been some changes to his website. His online store directs people to a third-party website that redirects to his website. He currently sells it as water purification solution. He stopped selling dimethyl sulfoxide, DMSO, online. It is a solvent byproduct of the wood pulp making process. It was touted as an alternative therapy for cancer that is oral or topical. MedSafe warning about MMS: do not consume Miracle Mineral Solution products, including for the prevention or treatment of COVID-19 disease. These products can cause dangerous and potentially life-threatening side effects. Reminder: Miracle Mineral Solution has dangerous and potentially life-threathening side effects. April 8, 2022. Comma MedSafe advice. Further information. Useful links. MedSafe has recently received a report of someone requiring intensive care unit, ICU, treatment after taking Miracle Mineral Solution with the intention of treating COVID-19 disease. MedSafe is again warning consumers not to take these products. Miracle Mineral Solution products, also described on associated websites as water purification solutions, are promoted as effective destroyers of pathogens, fungi, disease, bacteria and viruses, and more recently, COVID-19. MedSafe is not aware of any scientific evidence that these products are effective against pathogens in the body when the product is consumed. These products contain a high concentration of sodium chloride, which is used for textile bleaching and as a disinfectant. When mixed as directed, The sodium chloride develops into chlorine dioxide, a bleach that can cause dangerous and potentially life-threatening side effects when consumed. MedSafe advice: do not buy or consume. Drink Miracle Mineral Solution products or associated products described as water purification solutions. Consuming these products is the same as drinking bleach. When consumed, these products can cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and symptoms of severe dehydration. These may be life-threatening, and you should seek medical advice as soon as possible. These products are not approved medicines. Their quality and efficacy are unknown, and we recommend not taking them. There is no evidence that these products are effective for the prevention or treatment of COVID-19. Please report side effects to Miracle Mineral Solution and Associated Water Purification Solutions to the Center for Adverse Reactions Monitoring, CARM. Further information: Miracle Mineral Solution products or associated water purification solutions are not approved medicines. MedSafe is not aware of any research carried out to assess the quality and efficacy of these products. MedSafe has previously warned consumers about Miracle Mineral Solution products. Other medicines regulators have issued warnings following false claims about effectiveness and reports of harm to consumers. See below. Reports of harm included severe vomiting and diarrhea, life-threatening low blood pressure caused by dehydration, and acute liver failure. COVID-infected MMS user admitted to ICU in New Zealand. There was a COVID-19 positive patient who was admitted to a New Zealand hospital ICU after consuming a dangerous industrial bleach. Nothing other than MMS, of course. According to Chris James, a group manager of MedSafe NZ, the case involved a COVID-19 positive New Zealander who had attempted to treat themselves with a water purification solution. There is absolutely no evidence that these products are an effective treatment for COVID-19 or any other pathogens within the body. In fact, ingesting these products can cause dangerous and potentially life-threatening side effects, such as acute liver failure. No other information is available about this patient. Rated on July 15, 2022. Blake was rated for selling MMS and touted it as a cure for just about anything. He was rated 5 days after the Grennans were rated. 4 MedSafe, FDA equivalent, and 6 police officers completed the raid. Police seized a computer and other records. This contained customers' names, addresses, email, and phone numbers. They also seized almost 190 liters of muriatic acid and 83 liters MMS at the address and seized almost 4 tons of sodium chloride. It is combustible. The medical researcher Dr. Sean Hold said he was surprised that it took so long for MedSafe to act. He has known about it since at least 2011. They've been selling it consistently since then, and making claims. Bleach cult Bishop prosecuted in New Zealand the criminal prosecution of Blake, who sold bleach as a cure for cancer, HIV, and COVID-19. He filed an appeal to have his case paused. It was denied. He calls himself a living man. Roger William, House of Blake. He failed his bid to appeal a high court decision defining a halt in his criminal case. He sounds just like Mark Grennan with his nonsense. According to the New Zealand medical researcher Dr. Sean Holt, the chemicals sold by Blake were very dangerous and he was surprised it had taken so long for MedSafe to act. Much like the FDA, it has been known that Blake had been selling MMS since 2011. In July 2020. The police searched 2 properties associated with Blake and NZ Water Purifier Ltd. Blake was the director of this company based in Horaki Plains. This company violated the Medicines Act 1981. It prohibits the sale, distribution and advertisement of new medicines without consent and possessing prescription medication without reasonable excuse. The maximum penalty for advertising an unapproved medicine was a maximum of $100,000 for a corporate body, $200,000 for an individual, or a term imprisonment not exceeding 6 months. MedSafe NZ FDA administers the act. According to the law, it is unlawful to make therapeutic claims about an unproven medicine. Charges were filed against Blake and NZ Water Purifier Ltd. 5 months later. Blake's Negate property was searched 5 days after the raid by the FDA in Florida. 4 months later, Blake launched a judicial review against the police, MedSafe, the Thames District Court, and 9 other people. He claimed the warrants were unlawful fishing expeditions in February 2022. Blake tried to stop the prosecution while waiting for the results of the judicial review with the High Court. He then applied to the Court of Appeal to overturn the decision on all aspects of the High Court judge's decision. Blake claimed this was biased and ignorant of the facts. This appeal was rejected as well. The senior court said in the most recent judgment that the High Court had ruled previously that a stay wasn't appropriate in this case. Something exceptional is required to entertain such a challenge and, the judge reasoned, the same must also be true when a stay is sought pending such a challenge, stated in the decision. The judge believed that Blake's arguments fell short of the high threshold in his application to the Court of Appeal. Many of his grounds said that the High Court judge made errors related to Blake's actual name status, fictional personage, and status as a minister of GD's word. He also alleged that the police, courts, and MedSafe had admitted wrongdoing in their execution of the search warrants, which was rejected by all parties. The living man did not meet the high threshold needed to stay a prosecution with a stay application according to the ruling of the senior court. Submissions based on contracts like a living man who is somehow separate from the actual person have been squarely rejected, stated in the decision. In an internet post, Blake said that MedSafe was conducting further investigations and had not told him how long it would take. Blake is scheduled for court on November 25th. There is a fundraiser for his defense that needs reporting. https://jivylittle.conz/cause Roger Blake needs our support. Court is not optional. Roger Blake did not go to his own trial. The reason he gave was that the day was culturally significant. Judge Crowley said the court had been notified via email that he would not be there. He stated that today's a culturally significant day, so he can't interrupt that to come to court. It has been noted that Blake had been proven difficult to serve documents to. The most recent process server had been trespassed by him. Finally showed up to court just to be kicked out. He finally showed up to court on June 7, 2023 after the last court date was culturally significant. Blake showed up and immediately started using the judge's first name. Judge Brett Crowley, I am a judge in the district court and you do not call me by my Christian name. Blake replied, I'm sorry, Brett. Brett, do you understand that as a living man, I challenge the jurisdiction of this district court. If you cannot prove jurisdiction, the matter must be dismissed. Do you understand that, Brett? The judge answered, please don't talk over the top of me, Mr. Blake. I don't talk over the top of you. There's one person talking at one time. The back and forth went on even though there were repeated requests that Blake stop talking and sit down. The judge finally had enough. If you cannot stop talking, I will have you removed. After 3 minutes of this, security was alerted and was dragged out. As the judge was leaving the courtroom, Blake said, I do not consent to any jurisdiction. You know, Brett, you're ignoring all due process. S's Blake was being dragged out. He yelled, case dismissed. Case dismissed. Blake was later allowed back in the courtroom and asked what his thoughts on the judge on being served 11 witness statements. He replied, I am not Mr. Blake. He kept on repeating that and he was living man Roger William before regaling his personal history as a mechanical engineer. This antic went on for 18 minutes. Blake then asked that the charges be dismissed, expunged so we can all go home to spend time with our children and have time to do some baking. Judge Crowley replied, I am simply not going to waste any more time discussing whether you are a living person or whether you are a legal entity. It's not relevant. Blake said that he couldn't change who he is and added, I am created by GD. I'm a living man. Living men given dominion over everything on this earth. He then kept repeating that he is not the same Roger Blake charged with the crimes. Then he said that no crime had been committed and there were no victims. He said the charges were bogus and that they had caused him to lose the past 2.5 years of his life. The Crown Prosecutor Paige Norland told the judge that despite trying to serve the court documents at Blake's home, they were returned. She told the court, we're in a situation where the defendant refuses to engage finally convicted but the sentence is disappointing. January 17th. 2024 Drinking MMS is the same as drinking bleach and can cause dangerous side effects including severe vomiting, diarrhea, and life-threatening low blood pressure. We strongly encourage people to only go to trusted sources, such as your doctor, to get reliable information. Derek Fitzgerald, MedSafe Compliance Officer. Blake has been convicted of 29 charges, 5 charges of labeling medicines without a license. 14 charges of selling a new medicine without the consent of the Minister of Health. 1 charge of possession of a prescription medicine without reasonable excuse. Advertised. Availability of new medicines. 4 charges of published a medical advertisement. 1 charge of willfully obstruction an officer. 2 charges of making a false statement. These charges were filed against NZ Water Purifier LTD and were jointly filed against Mr. Blake. 5 charges of labeling medicines without a license. 14 charges of selling a new medicine without the consent of the Minister of Health. What was his sentence? 10 months and 2 weeks imprisonment. This includes leave to apply for home detention. That is it. All the damage he has done, and with this type of punishment, he will be back at it next year. Sources: https://www.medsafe.gov/health/miracle-mineral-solution-reminder.aspage-https://13042/NZ-retailer-keeps-hawking-miracle-bleach-after-COVID-positive-patient-ends-up-in-IQ-HTTPS://www.rnz.co-nz-news-in-depth/400-22,134/police-medsafe-raid-new-zealand-bleach-cure-seller-https://www.nz-herald.co-nz-appeal declined for man alleged to sell bleach as a cure for COVID-19. And cancer JPDK7HUADBRCH2P3QHTTPS://www.linkedin.com and Roger Blake 23201B32 original subdomain equals NZHTTPS://www.nzherald.co.nz/nz. It's a culturally significant day. Man alleged to have sold bleach as cure for COVID-19. Has creative excuse for missing court. E45CQ5RIDFCOTCREST.DORK https://www.rnz.co.nz/news-in-depth/419,150 COVID-19 bleach cure sold by New Zealand man rusts steel. https://www.express.co.uk/news-world/1,778,524/man-sold. Bleach COVID cancer HIV cure.
Don't forget to subscribe or follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Keep on speaking your truth and never let your flame burn out. Thank you for listening.